Thank you, Mr. President. The European Union is founded on the values of respect for human dignity and freedom, democracy and equality, and the rule of law, and respect for human rights, including the rights of persons belonging to minorities. And these values are common to the member states in a society in which pluralism and non-discrimination, tolerance, justice, solidarity, and equality between women and men prevail. And in the charters upon which the EU is founded, references can be found to these different elements. And we are strongly committed to the fight against racism, xenophobia, and all forms of intolerance, whether it is perceived or actual. EU action in this area builds on a solid legal framework, which has been developed over the years to address these problems in all member states. And it is and remains a clear priority. Structural forms of racial discrimination are intersectional by nature and spread in a variety of societal sectors, including employment, health, and education. Racism, xenophobia, and other forms of intolerance may particularly be reinforced by other forms of discrimination, including gender-based discrimination. In absence of intersectional response measures, taking into account sex, race, ethnic or social origin, religion or belief, political or any other opinion, disability, age, sexual orientation and gender identity, different forms of systemic discrimination risk to be exacerbated. That being said, we have a strong or a solid legal framework, but racism has not been eradicated, and we know that. There is a wide gap between legislation and how effective that legislation is on people's lives. And as the recent surge in demonstrations under the slogan Black Lives Matter has shown, there is a strong push from all around the world for governments to take decisive action towards fulfilling their obligations under the CERT. As a society, we need to confront reality, and we relentlessly need to fight racism and discrimination. Visible discrimination, of course, but also more subtle and structural forms of racism and discrimination and unconscious biases. In the justice system and law enforcement, in the labor and housing markets, in education and healthcare, in politics and migration. Structural forms of racial discrimination are intersectional by nature, as I already said, and they spread in all these different sectors. Therefore, we should join forces at all levels, and that is what we try to do, European, national, regional, local, but also public and private, business and civil society, and each of us individually as citizens. To build a world that is more equal, more humane, and more fair. Thank you.